Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. The 2008 crisis was monumental in many aspects. The massive amounts of money spent by world governments to stave off the potential economic harm of the real estate implosion had never been seen before. This crisis was labeled a high sigma event, as in very high. Without getting too technical, a high sigma event is supposed to happen only once in a certain amount of years. High sigma events could be said to have the odds of occurring roughly once in 1,000 years. For example, a 10 sigma event would be an event that happens, well, the formula I'm looking at is pretty complicated, but just say a half a septillion years. Septillion as an SEP. I didn't even know a number went that high. A 10 sigma event is more like a metaphor for something that can never happen, or the odds are so great of a number you might as well use infinity. That said, in the last few decades we have actually had a handful of high sigma events, and each one larger and more devastating than the last. Not only is a high sigma event very unlikely to happen, it is more unlikely that two of them would occur within a few short years. Strangely enough, we have seen a handful of high sigma events in the last 40 years, something that, according to the sigma theory supporters, should not have occurred. In 1987, the market crash was deemed a high sigma event, which was followed by another high sigma event in 1997, which involved a hedge fund blowing up called long-term capital management. That was followed by the dot-com crash, which was followed by the mother of all events, the 08 and 09 real estate implosion, which almost caused a global financial meltdown. That was until the COVID event happened, yet another high sigma event. The 2008 and 09 banking blow-up was thought to be it, meaning we had dodged the biggest possible financial bullet of all time, and did so by using an unprecedented amount of monetary stimulus. All the above mentioned crises were high indeed, and they were sigma events, and each one was larger than the last. Subsequently, each one required more central bank intervention than the previous event, and required more and more money than the previous event before it. The COVID event was only supposed to happen once in hundreds of thousands of years. In fact, all these events are only supposed to happen once every few 100,000 years. Like I said, now we've had, what, half a dozen or so? At some point, seeing as we have had half a dozen or so of these high sigma events, and every subsequent one makes a series of them an extremely almost impossible occurrence in itself, we have to conclude the sigma theory and how it's calculated is flawed, as in very flawed. Either that, or we must be very, very unlucky. Whatever the reason, the more important and disturbing fact is that each event is requiring more and more monetary intervention. The intervention is in the form of monetary creation, or printing money by central banks. Some call it money printing, and there are other names for it, such as stimulus, quantitative easing, or asset purchases, or federal open market operations. Whatever you call it, it's simply central banks pushing a button and creating dollars in a bank account somewhere. Actually, many bank accounts in many places, and mainly the accounts of financial institutions, wouldn't you know? And therein lies the problem. Money does have value, even if it comes from thin air, or in the case, a computer stroke at a central bank. But in creating so much money over the last 4 or 5 decades, the amount of dollars floating around the world is very large. And like a rainstorm of bananas, if such a thing could occur, where the prices of bananas would plummet, the prices of dollars has also plummeted. It's worth less, but not quite worthless right now. But it could be. Translated into plain English, that plummet in the U.S. value is what we call inflation. Simply put, the central banks of the world have been raining down money everywhere, a literal money flood of epic proportions, for decades. And although the economies of the world in the aggregate amount are a vast bucket which can absorb a massive amount of money, at some point they can absorb no more without the subsequent and massive loss of value that each dollar possesses, which is now manifesting as horrendous and probably an unstoppable inflation conflagration. And apparently, that point in time has arrived. Got inflation? Yes, we sure did. I'm watching the market, so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, and does not represent the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneybenjaradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station, as things over there are free. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Thanks for listening.